Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Our strength may fail, brothers and sisters. Our strength will sometimes fail when we are depending too much on our strength. But our God never fails. He will never fail you. He never will fail you or forsake you. May He give you peace of heart and mind today. You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. I love that from Acts 17, verse 28. Oh, I remember Kimberly's dad sitting on the piano bench and just saying that verse over and over from one concert to another. In Him we live and move and have our being. I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful to have a family that loves God. Oh, Kimberly.
To have that as our heritage. Yes,
such a blessing. Yes. And welcome to Call to Freedom.
Thank you.
It's good to have you in the studio today. I have just a few things to say, and then we're going to get on to the teaching that the Holy Spirit has given you today. But if you would like to give online, you can go to freedomstreet.org, and you can donate. Hit that little donate button, and it will lead you right exactly to what you need to do to get that donation to Call to Freedom online. And you can still give by post office, and I believe post office has been favorable towards us because we haven't had anything stolen, I don't believe, in all these years, Kimberly. Mm-hmm. And it just comes regularly, and in three or four, even my friend Archie in Kansas, I mean, that donation comes in two or three days. Mm-hmm. I'm just blessed.
It's a favor.
It is. It truly is. So if you'd like to mail a donation to Call to Freedom, and then you'll get a newsletter every month, our address is Box 370367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. And Jimmy will give you that at the end of the program. I wanted to tell you a little bit. A year ago, the U.S. tennis officials told Novak Djokovic that he couldn't play because he had not been vaccinated. And so he had to sit it out. Well, this year, last weekend, he won the Grand Slam at the U.S. Open. Congratulations, Novak, for persevering in your convictions, and now you're a champion. And he still doesn't have a vaccination. God bless him. Oh, and he talked about God. I thank God. And yes. I just praise God for people who are willing to go on the internet and YouTube and the media and say, I thank God. And a lot more of them are doing that now, Kimberly.
It's true.
Yes. Our memory verse for this week is found in Isaiah 9:6, and I'm reading from the Passion Translation. It's beautiful. A child has been born for us. I love that. I love what Dr. Simmons has put in there. A child has been born for us. He came for you and me. A son has been given for us. The responsibility of complete dominion will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be the Wonderful One, the Extraordinary Strategist, the Mighty God, the Father of Eternity, the Prince of Peace. Great and vast is his dominion. He will bring immeasurable peace and prosperity. He will rule on David's throne and over David's kingdom to establish and uphold it by promoting justice and righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The marvelous passion that the Lord Yahweh, commander of the army angels, has for his people will ensure that it is finished. Everything that he promised to us is finished through Jesus Christ. Praise God. Oh, that's so good.
Yes.
And confession for today by Rick Renner. I love this one. I confess that God's grace is poured out mightily to drive back the forces of darkness. What is it that drives back the forces of darkness? God's wonderful, unfailing grace that is on you every day and surrounds you every day. During times of difficulty and chaos, God uses these dark moments as opportunities to pour out his grace and to show others who he is. The world may reel in fear and uncertainty, but God is always near. I declare this by faith, that God will reveal his power and intervene with his grace to bring the solution for this difficult hour. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Rick Renner. And Saturday at our meeting, Kimberly, we sang this song from Scripture.
Yes.
Isaiah 12, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
And we've sung this song for 30 years, maybe almost 40 years. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord my God is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. The footnote of the Passion Translation here says, the word for salvation is Yeshua. It is Y-E-S-H-U-W-A-H. And you will sound, you know, you think and you listen and you say, wow, that sounds a lot like Yeshua. It is. It is. It's the Hebrew name for Jesus. Redemption is God's last word, not judgment. To know Jesus is to know the God of salvation. It is with joy that you will drink deeply from the wells of salvation. In that glorious day, you will say to one another, give thanks to the Lord and ask him for more. Ask him for more. More.
Ask him more. For
more. Tell the world about all he does. Let them know how magnificent he is. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done marvelous wonders. And let his fame be known throughout the earth. Give out a shout of cheer. Hallelujah. Sing for joy, O people of Zion, for great and mighty is the Holy One of Israel who lives among you.
Yes.
Whoa. That is beautiful.
Yes.
And I would encourage those of you who maybe are in a home by yourself, an apartment alone, not lonely, but alone, that you say some of these scriptures out loud. Because I find sometimes when I'm alone and I have, like Saturday, I'm not at the studio, I don't say a whole lot to myself. So I have begun to say scripture over and over again and songs over and over again so that it goes forth. Just today, we were coming to the studio, and here was this little old beat-up car in front of us, and
the driver was just bouncing up and down, pulsing, and his hands were coming up and down. It gave me so much joy to watch someone dancing as they drive, is what was happening.
You were speaking words of encouragement to him.
Your words
were encouraging. I mean, you were even using your hands to say, go forth joy into him. And he started bouncing up and down in the driver's seat.
We did see that. We did. It's true, because when we first encountered this little car, we were wondering if it ran very well. It was so beat up and it was going so slow. And I even said, okay, thank you, God. This is the car I'm supposed to be behind today. Right? I said this.
Yes.
And thank you, Lord. I wasn't expecting this, but I thank you that this is the car that you've chosen for me to be behind. And I bless this person. I bless them with the fruits of the Spirit. And I bless them with the joy of the Lord. That's what we were speaking.
That's right. Your words poured upon him, and he began bouncing around in the driver's seat.
He turned on some music and was just pulsing. Like, it was just this little bounce, bounce. Oh, it was so fun to watch. Yeah. And so realizing that we can leave those pockets of joy. You know, the Lord my God is my strength. He's my joy. He's my peace. He's my song.
Yes.
And to really, really grab onto that and and say, this is my truth. This is where I want to live. You know, it's no longer just a confession of my mouth. Mm-hmm. This is where I want to live.
Yes.
I want to live and move and have my being in that.
Yes.
There are so many other choices in this world that the world offers us. And as I was singing with all of you on Saturday, the Lord my God is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation.
Mm.
I realized all of that is love, because God is love.
Yes.
And I'm coming back to that today. I just felt like today was the day to share some of the excerpts from Love is the Greatest by George Sweeting. It was published in 1968, so it's not a new book.
The year you were born.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Love came into the world the year you were born.
No. Oh, no, but God's promise
more
of love, you know, his promise of love. Wow. We can choose to hold on to that and let love be what guides us in everything we desire, in everything we lack that we need for provision. We can let love guide us and fulfill and satisfy. God is love. And the only reason for our human existence is to contain him.
Wow.
To be channels of his love. That's our only reason for existing. Many, many times the Bible talks about us being vessels. We are his vessel. And a vessel is a hollow object made to hold something. That's what a vessel is. God has made human beings to be his vessels, and he expects us to contain him.
In him we live and move and have our being.
Yes. Yes. In it's him in us,
yes,
that causes us to live and move and have our being in a way that is truly satisfying. Right before the program today, we were talking about all the wisdom that people have with natural supplements and essential oils, and there are natural ways that God has shown man will be helpful. There are some natural ways to follow financial advice and wisdom. Yes. There are some natural ways of doing that in the natural, in the world's ways, with what is given to us in this world. It's available, and praise God for that, because if you don't have the power of the love of God on the inside of you, if you do not have the Holy Spirit in a supernatural outpouring of grace and power that is grounded in love, if you don't have that on the inside of you, then praise the Lord for these natural ways that can come along and help.
That's right.
Because we need help. This world is broken and our bodies are broken and we need help. So I'm so thankful for that. He expects, though, his, and I don't want to, maybe I don't want to say expects, because some people think, oh, there's the expectations. I have these expectations that I need to reach. But I'm so thankful for the teachers I had in my life that had a really high bar. They had high expectations of me. And I'm so thankful for that, because I knew they thought I could do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Willie Davis was one of those. Wild Willie, who played for Carmen all those years. They have gold and platinum albums from all the years they traveled together. And I found myself under him as an intern under Wild Willie. The way he could play. Yes. And he knew I could do it. He knew I could learn the way he played the piano. He knew I could learn that.
He played outside the box.
Oh,
the traditional box, yes.
Very much. And with the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And he more than once would hold my hands in his hands. Just cover my hands with his hands.
Anoint them.
Yes, and say, I'm transferring this to you. I want you to have this. But my faith was so small, maybe inexistent at the time, that I did not believe, and I struggled. Boy, I struggled with tears. I struggled on the piano. And you know what? He was just faithful to keep talking, keep speaking it into my life, like we were speaking joy to the man in front of us who was driving. And I eventually caught it.
Yes.
Eventually, I caught it.
We need those people that are cheerleaders, but also they kind of push us. They continue to push us. Come on, you can do it. Come on, come on. We need those kind of people to tell us that we have the ability to do what they are expecting us to do.
Right. It's so back, thank you for coming back to the expecting, because it can feel like a heavy burden, and some of us can resent or be bitter toward the things that we feel are expected of us. But with that kind of expectation that is goodness, you know, there's goodness there wanting to pour out a gift. That's what God is expecting. He's expecting that we will contain him as a vessel. We will contain all the fullness of him and his love. So a vessel is useless if it remains empty.
That's right.
It's it has no purpose. It's no good for anything if it remains empty. Mm-hmm. And it's also useless if it contains the wrong thing.
Yes. It's like at the marriage supper in The Chosen. It's just so wonderfully described, because here are all these pots empty. And Jesus walks in and says, fill them with water. And Thomas says, we have plenty of water. We don't need more water. He didn't even begin to understand what Jesus was saying. Fill those pots, then I will pray.
Yes.
God will perform a miracle.
Yes. Yes. So the water of the word, we fill our vessels with the water of the word, and he touches that. Mm. And the Spirit of God causes us to overflow with his love.
Yes.
His love in this world, his love. So we can also try to fill our vessel with knowledge. We can try to fill our vessel with other things, but that vessel, if it's a basket that's full of apples and it's completely full, it doesn't have room to contain oranges. Mm-hmm. You know, it's full. So the vessels of our lives can never contain the love of God until they're first emptied out. And that emptying process, that can be very difficult.
Yes.
The emptying can come in loss, and we can grieve the things that we are losing. Mm-hmm. That feels like loss. And yet we need to remember, it's not an emptying just to leave us empty. It's an emptying to hold the substance of God himself.
Yes. Something better. Yes. Something much better.
Yes. Mm. So if our whole purpose in this life is to contain Jesus Christ and his love, to be filled with his love, then this book, Love is the Greatest, he says, we are wise to get on with the supreme business for which we were created.
Yes. Oh,
and
that is so good.
I do want to make that the focus of my life, and I'm not good at it yet. It's okay with me if you catch me and you say, well, is that grounded in love, Kimberly? That's okay with me, because that is my first priority. Mm-hmm. And the things of this world will distract me.
Oh, absolutely.
But I want to make love my aim. Will you do that with me? Make love your aim today. And yes. Keep off the detours. Stay on the mark. Stay with love. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those distractions that the enemy sends our way can become dangerous. They really can, the distractions.
Yes.
And the detours, and lead to unbelief, doubt, and fear.
Yes.
So we've got to keep our focus on Jesus, keep our eyes on Jesus. As Hebrews 12:2 says, fix your eyes on him. Because, he went to the cross for the joy that was set before him.
Yes.
It was joy for him to die for us. We can't know any love like that, Kimberly.
And by faith, we can, right?
Yes.
That's what we want, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
In this book, he quotes Ray Anderson. Ray Anderson said, it is possible to have compassion without love.
Oh.
And it is possible to have kindness without love. But it is impossible for one who has put on love to be unkind and without compassion. For love itself is not just an accessory. Love is the complete garment that has all other accessories built into it, so that love is a total way of life.
Wow. Now, on an earthly basis, we see that as each of these phones come into more, the G15 is coming out. And it has so many possibilities.
And capabilities.
So, capabilities.
And accessories.
Accessories.
Right.
And when I look at my little flip phone, it's just very limited. So one of these days, yeah, I will have to.
Oh, okay. One of these days. Right.
Because it's so wonderful to know that when you believe in something like your Father God, and you've accepted Jesus as your Savior and Lord, that you know you've got everything, everything you need to live an abundant and successful life on this earth.
Yes. Every fruit of the Spirit is yours when you ground yourself in love. When we robe ourselves in God's love, then peace and hope and joy come as the accessories. Mm-hmm. Those are the accessories that come with ourselves being robed in God's love. If we root ourselves in love, then faith will be the natural fruit that grows from that.
Oh, yes.
So we can't go wrong by making love our first focus. There are artists that know that it's important what to leave out because of these distractions that we were talking about. We don't want to put everything into a piece of art. We don't want to put every key into one song.
That's right.
An artist knows what to leave out. There are so many things that will distract us, and not just distract, but detract. It'll use up our time and our energy and make us less than who we were meant to be. Not in a good way. You know, it's too much of a distraction, and it detracts from our life of love. So we learn to leave out the trivial things and concentrate on the essential.
That's right. When I was in the flesh, I wanted to let everybody know what I had done and accomplished. And when God's love comes in full and complete, you want that compassion and love you have for your brothers and sisters to be centered on them. And you want to learn more about what God's love has done for them, not for you. And boy, that transition may take years, as it did with me. You know, I was just ready to tell everybody where I'd been and what I'd done and how I accomplished all this. And pretty soon, you really get tired of it. It's like you said just a little while ago. It takes energy from you. It really does.
Yeah.
But when God's love is shown through you, it's like it energizes you. When you are edifying brothers and sisters instead of talking about yourself, you're edifying brothers and sisters in God's love. That is so energizing.
It is, and that's a good picture of the flesh, the self, the myself being decreased and diminished, so that he can increase in us and his energy, his love, his life.
Praise God.
So the book that we're talking about today, I'm just going to remind you all, is The Love is the Greatest. It was published in 1968, and it's by George Sweeting. And I have just been loving this book, loving to read about love. And he has been encouraging me to seek out more scripture on love and really find love. One of the things that he brings up in this book is Charles Hummel. He wrote a little booklet called The Tyranny of the Urgent. And in that booklet, he says, our greatest danger in life is in permitting the urgent things to crowd out the important.
Wow.
So pursuing God's love rarely seems urgent to us, but it is desperately important. It is the most important. And then he has a quote here by Eileen Guder. Yes, love is the magic key of life, not to get what we want, but to become what we ought to be. It's
good.
In that becoming, being able to sit with who we are in God is so satisfying and fulfilling. On our darkest days, when we're kind of shaken, you know, we had a couple of cloudy days. And after a couple of cloudy days, sometimes my psyche is a little, I need sunshine. I've got to have a little bit of sunshine to sit in.
Yes.
And so I found myself struggling. My mind was struggling a little bit, and I had received some emails and some things that were not positive. I'll just put it that way. Mm-hmm. So it kind of shook me. When we're in our darkest moments and those things come up, if we don't have the love of God to sit with and to be satisfied and fulfilled by, then we truly are shaken. And I was feeling a bit of a shaking and still had that faith. Oh, no, I know in whom I have believed. And I am persuaded he is able to sit right here with me in the clouds, in the storm. Yes. I might not be above the clouds just yet to see the sun, but I will be. And you know, the joy this morning that came, well, you heard it when we were in the vehicle. I just started speaking joy to other people, believing that other people would catch the little bubbles and little pockets of joy that I was sending out by my words. And I believe that it works that way.
Well, I do too. I believe that if we talk about road rage and how that affects people on the road, and that is in the negative, the very negative, and sometimes it's resulted in death.
Yeah.
Then the words spoken in love can have an opposite effect of that. And we need that more and more.
Yes, we
do. Because on the road, we seem to gyrate or be directed towards the bad drivers, the drivers that are causing a disruption in our flow of traffic. Mm-hmm. But we need to begin to speak that love in such a wonderful way in the spirit. See, that's when you get out of the physical and into the spiritual. As Colossians 3, verse 1 and 2 says, you set your mind on things above mm-hmm. in the spirit and not on things on this earth.
That's right.
Yes.
And it only takes a tiny bit of faith to believe that love himself will do the work. You know, it's not up to us. It's up to him. Mm-hmm. We're just giving him some content. We're just giving him a tool in the traffic.
That's right.
And, you know, I learned that. It was a few years ago that I started driving Levi to school every single morning. And I noticed the traffic was so horrendous. Lots of accidents, really difficult every morning. And I complained. I've let you all know that. You've heard me say I was complaining. I was griping right along with
everybody else.
My fist with everybody else's fists up in the air. And, you know, I got to the end of that, the end of my complaining, because I looked at it. I smelled it. It didn't smell good.
Oh.
And I decided, you know what? I want to start speaking love. Mm-hmm. And it was God who showed up every day. There was never again another traffic jam or an accident for the rest of that year.
Oh. And how can you explain that?
You can't.
You just can't.
It's
you
love.
You know it's God
yes.
who's intervening on your behalf, on your prayers.
Yes. The power of love in you today will make a difference for all those around you. Hopefully we can continue with this subject yes. some more tomorrow.
Yes, that would be wonderful. Thank you so much, Kimberly. It's been a joy to be sitting at this desk in the studio at KLTT. God bless all of you listening. May you understand his love, real. And for all of you, the last thing we want to say is take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.